From the ages 7 to 12, I was abused by my stepfather and mother. I used to go to school every day and make excuses, like why I had marks all over my body. And it wasn't until like I came to school with marks on my face when they decided to say something. It wasn't until like I went actually into care and started doing supervised visits with them. And at first I thought that I was going to have a chance to go back, but they stopped coming. It got to the point where the family members I cared about, they passed away. So I didn't really have anybody to talk to except for therapists and workers, but I didn't tell them a lot. I just shut them out. When I got to my first foster home, I didn't stay long because I just didn't stay long. It wasn't nothing wrong. It's just that it wasn't a lot of things that I didn't have an emotional connection to at all. They just moved me out. But the second foster home I went to, it was good, it was bad, both. I wasn't a good child at all. I was bad. Like, I used to steal. I used to break into the house whenever they tried to lock me out. Like, I used to lie. I used to get into fights in school. But I never did. Like, it was nothing, like, intentional. It's just that, like, growing up, the things that people give to me, they used to get taken away, so I really didn't have anything to keep to myself. When I got to my third foster home, I was with this couple and this other foster child, and I brought a lot of anger with me, I just brought a lot of emotion. And they cared for me, and it wasn't, they never ever, whatever I've done, they never punished me, or they just accepted what I'd done and moved on. They paid for like prom for me, they took me out of town, they did a lot, but I didn't show them an ounce of care at all. Like, I was still just highly frustrated and didn't want to talk to anybody. When I left and went into independent living, I've met like a bunch of people that cared. And that's the thing, like, people who helped me in my life, they haven't been related to me. They've just been people from the system. Like, it's crazy that people who was not relative to me cared and actually listened to what I had to say more than my actual relatives. Like, They came to my apartment early in the morning, dragged me to interviews. I could sit right here and say exactly who, but they know exactly who they are. Like, and they cared like so much that they used to come to my apartment 9 a.m. and used to want to know everything, where I've been, what I've done, like, what I want to do, what I want to be. They ask me the same question, where I want to be in 5 years, 6 years, but I could never really give them that distinct answer. I used to just say I want to go to college, which I do. I went back to my mother and tried to help out with bills and stuff. I really went back for my siblings because that's the ones who I really care for. I used to buy them shoes. I used to buy them stuff for Christmas. And like, I thought everything was going well, especially with my stepfather, but it didn't work out as well. They turned their back on me. They talked about me. They stole. They did a lot, and it got to the point where, though, my workers, they've been telling me since I got there that they know that I care for them, but I have to work on myself first. I can't waste time being there trying to you know, help them out when I haven't been helping myself out. Like, I used to do a lot. Like, I even gave away, I gave them my stipends. Like, like, since I've been in care, people don't know me. They know that I'll smile here and there, but I don't, like, I lost the care of my parents. Like, I lost that mother-son connection. Like, I don't have that anymore. But now, since August, I've been getting myself together. Thanks to Presley Ridge, thanks to my workers, like, they've been pushing me. They've been really been helping me out a lot. It's been hard for me to realize the progress that I've been making, because as much as I say that I don't want to be, like, a failure like the rest of my family members has, like, because they haven't even finished high school, like, and I was the only one that I know of that actually did. And it's... Like, I could sit right here and say that I'm thankful, but I really, truly am highly thankful for what the help that's been given to me. Like, I can't put it into words at all, but it helped me out a lot. They've helped me out career-wise, like, emotionally, how to handle, like, because the first time they actually seen me cry was, like, I don't know, like, last month, like, and I don't cry like that, so, but I am truly, like, thankful, like, I really am, because if I haven't been put into the system, I don't know where I would have been at this age at all. I really don't. Thank you.